Shalom Aruch, welcome everyone, Baz Hashem. We continue with Tehillim Life Lesson, Shem number 47. Mizmor Chav Dalit. We now will begin discussing a capital of Tehillim, a chapter of Tehillim, which we recite on a weekly basis numerous times throughout the week. Not only that, we also recite this capital, Mizmor Chav Dalit, Lel Rosh Hashanah. And we have to understand, why is it that we recite this every single Sunday as the Shir Shel Yoim, as the day of the song for Sunday? Why do we recite L'David Mizmor L'Hashem Ha'aretz Imloyo Tevel V'Yoshveivo every time we return the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh, except for on Shabbos? And why do we say this Lel Rosh Hashanah as well, L'David Mizmor L'Hashem Ha'aretz Imloyo? So to answer these questions, the Mefarshim explain that L'David Mizmor, first of all, is not said Mizmor L'David, which is more common, because the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kofidet Zayin tells us that any time it says Mizmor L'David, first David Melech had to sing himself into that state of Simcha. And then HaKadosh Baruch was Shoyer HaShechina, then Hashem rest his presence on David HaMelech, because a person has to be besimcha in order to have Hashem's Shechina with him. Here, even though David HaMelech was constantly running away from his enemies who were chasing him, here he was in a state of simcha beforehand, and that's why it says LeDavid Mizmor. LeDavid is first, explains the Gemara Pesachim, that when we have a situation of LeDavid Mizmor, there was a simcha already. And then David had the Shechina with him, so then he made this capital Tehillim. L'Hashem Ha'aretz Imloyo explains the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph that Sunday was the first day of creation. So we begin Yoim, the Shir Shel Yoim, with the day of creation. Hashem is L'Hashem Ha'aretz Imloyo. Many Rishonim explain L'Hashem Ha'aretz Umulaya refers to that the Oritz is the earth. Hashem has the earth. Hashem created the earth, the world. It is Hashem's. And therefore it's very appropriate to recite this capital of Tehillim as the Shir Shel Yoim on the day of Sunday, which is the day Hashem created the world. And for that reason, it's also appropriate that Lel Rosh Hashanah, we recite at the end of davening, many have the minhag to recite this capital of Tehillim as well. Because once again, we're starting the beginning of a new year, when Hashem created the world. So we're focusing that Hashem is the Melech, and as you look at the end of this capital, in the last few psukim, it refers to Hashem as the Melech, it refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king numerous times. Su'u sh'arim r'sheichem, hinosu pischi oilam v'yovoi melech ha'kovoid. The melech ha'kovoid will come. Mize melech ha'kovoid. Who is this melech ha'kovoid? Hashem izuz v'gibor. Su'u sh'arim r'sheichem, usu pischi oilam v'yovoi melech ha'kovoid. Once again. And the last pasuk, Miuzeh Melech HaKovoid Hashem Tzivokes Hu Melech HaKovoid Selah. So we see these last few psukim of this capital, we have a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Melech, the Melech, the Melech, which we haven't found until here in capital Chav Dalid. So this is the reason, because the theme of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, that Hashem is the Melech. And the more a person is able to imbue that message, that Hashem is the Melech, that Hashem is the King, and if Hashem is the King, which He is, that means we are His subjects. And then there are mitzvahs, because Hashem is the commanding officer. Hashem says, you have to do the mitzvahs. We have the Tayag mitzvahs now. So that's why it's appropriate to recite this capital, Tehillim, on Rosh Hashanah as well. And now we have to answer, why do we recite this capital when we return the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh every Monday, and every Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, Yontif, and explains the Sharei Ephraim, as well as the Prima Godin. Because we're discussing the Psichas HaShorim, the opening of the gates. Just like we say, Su'u Shorim Rasheichim. And when we bring the Aron Kodesh and you open it and bring it back, put the Sefer Torah back into the Aron Kodesh, it's Me'ein, it's similar to the Su'u Shorim of the Beis HaMikdash. So we answered, why we recite this Kapitel Chof Dalet every Sunday? We answered why we put it back, when we put back the Sefer Torah in our Kodesh, why we recite this as well. And we also discussed why Rosh Hashanah this is recited as well. Now let's understand a little of the first Pasuk. The David Mizmor, we said that David HaMelech had the Simcha. The Shechina was with him. And then he said this Kapitel already. LaHashem ha'aretz umulayo, tevil v'yoyishveva. As I mentioned, many Rishonim learn LaHashem ha'aretz is referring to the world, the earth. The aretz is the world. Rashi takes a different pshat, different approach. Rashi says ha'aretz refers to Eretz Yisrael. Tevil v'yeshiva refers to Shar Aratzis, the rest of the world. That's how Rashi learns. Now let's take a look at this pasuk now with Rashi's explanation. L'Hashem ha'aretz. David HaMelech is teaching us that Hashem has a love, an endearment to Eretz Yisrael, specifically Eretz Yisrael. Tevil, the rest of the world, v'yeshiva, that's referring to the Umos Ha'olam, the nations of the world. Last week was the yahrzeit of Rav Chaim Vital. Rav Chaim Vital was the main Talmidim of the Arizal. And Rav Chaim Vital takes this approach of Rashi and takes it a step further. LaHashem ha'aretz umuloyim, which many actually have the meaning to write in the Svarim these three words, LaHashem ha'aretz umuloyim, meaning that everything belongs to Hashem. It's Hashem's. Says Rav Chaim Vital, there is a special, unique relationship between Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. And the way Rav Chaim Vital explains is that the hashpa, the chius, the life that Eretz Yisrael has is when Klal Yisrael live in the land of Eretz Yisrael. It's like we are the heart that pumps the blood, the energy, the life source into Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And we all know from the history of Eretz Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, the land became desolate. But when we came back to Eretz Yisrael, it started to produce. And you can even see this right now, today. When Klal Yisrael are living, it's green. And when it's not, it's desolate. This is what Rav Chaim Vital is teaching us over here. LaHashem ha'aretz umuloya. That's Eretz Yisrael. Tevel, that's Shar Aratzis, the rest of the world. The same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a land, which is LaHashem. It's to Hashem. It's His dear land. We all have to have this love of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKadosh. Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal would say that just like you have birds that travel thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of miles and then they know how to come back to the original place after the migration, and the fish swim all the way around and come back as well, there is a homing device that is implanted in every Yid to go back to his home, and his home is Eretz Yisrael. LaHashem ha'aretz umuloya. We should have this law for Eretz Yisrael. That's what we have to have. And unfortunately, in history, we have seen that when there is this lack of love, and people are complacent in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they say that that Germany is a little Yerushalayim, little Jerusalem. Rachmana litzlan. We know what happened. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey asks a question. The bottom of the Amud, the Gemara says, we have two psukim that contradict each other. One pasuk says, "LaHashem ha'aretzim loya." Everything belongs to Hashem. Another pasuk says that Hashem nosim livnei adam, gave it to people. So the Gemara answers, "Kan koydim bracha, kan la'acha bracha." The first pasuk, "LaHashem ha'aretzim loya," is before a person makes a bracha. It's Hashem's. After a person makes a bracha, Hashem kiryachol gives it to the person, and it's like he owns it. Of course, everything is still Hashem's, but it's not like the person owns it. And this is the attitude we have to have. We have to realize that everything belongs to Hashem. A person should not have a feeling of entitlement. Oh, I deserve something. LaHashem ha'aretz umaloya. Everything belongs to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an opportunity to partake of His beautiful world by making the bracha. And we discussed in the past, when a person doesn't make a bracha, the Gemara continues to say that he becomes like a chaver, a friend of Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat, as the Mishnah says in Chelek, in the end of Sanhedrin, is listed of the people she'ein lahem chelek l'olam haba, that they do not have a share in the world to come, because he was machti esarabim, he encouraged people to do avodah zarah. Says the Gemara in Brachas, the same Gemara, that when people don't make Brachas, they encourage others not to make Brachas. And they are machti esarabim. They fall into that category, become a chaver, a friend of Yeravam ben Nevat, chas v'sholom. LaHashem ha'aretz, the land is Hashem's. However, he was nosen lifnei adam, he gave it to people when we make a bracha. We make the bracha, the Hashem says, now you have this opportunity to partake and enjoy from my beautiful world. Pasuk Gimel, Miyale Bahar Hashem, Miyokum Mimkoim Kodshoi. Who will be able to Yale Bahar Hashem? What's the Har Hashem? The Har Hashem is the base of Mikdash, the Mokum HaMikdash. Miyokum Mimkoim Kodshoi. Who can stand in this holy place? Answers dar mouth the question. Nekicha paim. What does it mean nekicha paim? Someone who is nekicha paim, he can come to the base of Migdosh. Nekicha paim means a person who doesn't have any gezel. The person doesn't have any theft in his hands, nothing stolen. There's a maisa from two bachrim who were learning Volozhin Yeshiva. Chaim Volozhin, the Rosh Yeshiva, the founder of the Yeshiva, had a bachur who was ill, who was sick. He asked another bachur to escort him home. He was very sick. On their way home, they stopped over at an inn. They slept the night. And in the morning, they continued on their journey to this bachur's town. He went back to his house. Unfortunately, his illness was so severe and so serious that it took his life. One night, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is walking in his Beis Medrash, in the Eim HaYeshivas, in the mother of all the yeshivas, the Volozhiner Yeshiva, and he sees this bachur. The bachur was nifter. And he comes and he approaches him. He approaches his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, what are you doing here? And he tells him, after I was nifter, I was ready to go to Gan Eden. But there was one thing that was holding me back. When we went to that inn, we didn't have enough money to pay. and I owe the innkeeper some money, and that's what's keeping me out of Gan Eden. I need that payment to be paid up so I can get into Gan Eden. And of course, the Chaim Elojna paid up this debt. Nekicha payim uvar levav. David HaMelech says, who is the person that will merit to come to the Beis HaMikdash? This Madrega, this level of Kedusha, of holiness, it's a person who is clean from any theft. It's Nekicha payim uvar levav. Who didn't say Hashem's name in vain, and didn't swear in trickery. We see over here the importance. A chashuv of a bachar who was ready to go, the red carpet was pulled out for him. But this small amount that was owed held him out of Gan Eden, held him back. Let's just review what we learned here with this shir. The David Mizmor, David Melech was besimcha, the Shechina was with him. He said this kapit of Tehillim. We say this on Sunday. We say this when we put back the Sefer Torah during the weekdays. And we say this on Rosh Hashanah. Because this is LaHashem Ha'aretzim Lo'ya. Hashem is the owner, the ruler of this world. That's why the first day of creation was on Sunday. That's why it's a shir shel yoyim for Sunday. We have many references to Hashem as the Melech, which is the theme of Rosh Hashanah. Which is why we recite this also, when you have the Minhagim of reciting this as well, on well Rosh Hashanah. And we also recite this when you put back the Sefer Torah in Aron Kodesh, just like this was said, Su'u Sh'arim Rasheichim by Shlomo HaMelech, when they went to the Beis HaMikdash with Aron Kodesh. And we also spoke about the love that we should have. Lashem ha'aretz, as Rashi says, aretz is Eretz Yisrael. Tevil v'yoyshibah. Tevil is the sha'aretz, it's the rest of the land. And we said from Rechaim Vital that we, Klal Yisrael, we are the heart that pumps the life source into Eretz Yisrael. We, Klal Yisrael, are connected to Eretz HaKodesh. And you see, like we said, the land that is void, when Klal Yisrael are void, and not inside the land of Eretz Yisrael, it's desolate, it's not green. But the mitzvahs that we do when we're in Eretz Yisrael, that our existence, we pump the source of life into Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. This is Reb Chaim Vital. And then we explained also the importance of making sure that we are Nekicha Payim. We start the year with Malchus. Hashem is the Melech. When we start the year with Melech, with Malchus, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbin, a din, for every single person. And there's no reason to steal, because a person cannot take away anything from anyone. Ein Odom Negei B'Much Nechaveir Afil K'moli Nima, as the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, as we mentioned numerous times, on the top of the second Blat of Amr. Amr Chesmet Beis. Ein Odom Negea. A person cannot take anyway. B'muchan lechaveiru. That is designated for someone else. Afil kimoli nima. So on the first day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, we recite that Hashem is the Melech by reciting this kapitel. Means the Melech hakovoid. Usu pisri oilam v'yovoy Melech hakovoid. Mi uze melech hakovid, hu melech hakovid selo. We ingrain this message that Hashem is the king. And if Hashem is the king, which Hashem is, in that case, there's no reason to steal. Whatever is designated for me, I will get. Designated for someone else, he will get. And this is the connection between reciting this on Rosh Hashanah and the pasuk of Mi Yale Bahar Hashem, who will come up to the Har Hashem, the mountain of Hashem, is Nekicha Payim Uvar Levav.